KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. In college basketball last night, Iowa State used a late 15-0 run to pull away for a 79-61 victory over Kansas City in Hilton Coliseum.
We got off to a tough start. Really finished the first half well, up 6, could have been up 10. And then we put ourselves in a tough spot in the second half. They got it to about 4, and then we were resilient and were able to make some shots and really push it away down the stretch.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. The Cyclones won despite committing 15 turnovers and making only 5 of 21 from three-point range.
And we were stagnant a lot tonight offensively, and the hedges bothered us at times. And that's why this team, we got to predicate everything off ball movement. But, you know, offense is one thing. When we look at our offensive numbers at the end of the day, they've been pretty good. We just got to continue to grow on the defensive end. And, you know, I thought when we went 4 guards at times, I thought we ramped it up a little bit defensively.
Sophomore guard Tyrese Halliburton was one of 3 Cyclones to finish with 19 points. He also dished out 7 assists.
You know, they're a really good defensive team. We knew this was going to be, you know, kind of his little struggle just because, you know, coming back from vacation and coming back from, you know, that Bahamas trip, you know, long travel weekend, and then, you know, having to, you know, turn around and come to this game. So we knew it was going to be a tough game.
Cyclones are now 5-3 with that victory last night. In top 25 college hoops, 5th-ranked Virginia entered Wednesday's action, ranked number 1 in the nation in scoring defense this season, allowing 40 points a game. Purdue was able to turn the tables on the Cavaliers while beating a non-conference top 5 team at home for the first time in Mackey Arena's 52-year history. Sasha Stefanovic scored a career-high 20 points, and Jahad Proctor also had 20 as the Boilermakers stifled Virginia 69-40 as part of the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Purdue wasn't the only Big Ten team to hammer an ACC opponent, as Dwayne Washington Jr. had 18 points, and 6th-ranked Ohio State shot 54% in the second half in a 74-49 trouncing of number 7, North Carolina. Also, 3rd-ranked Maryland was a 72-51 winner against Notre Dame. Corey Kispert scored 17 points to help number 9 Gonzaga clobber Texas Southern 101-62. Deshaun Schwartz had a season-high 16 points as 20th-ranked Colorado picked up a 76-64 win against Loyola Marymount. Tennessee had 5 players in double figures, and the 21st-ranked Volunteers trounced winless Florida A&M 72-43. Number 22 Washington downed Eastern Washington 90-80. Also, Sadiq Bai scored a career-high 27 points in leading number 23 Villanova to a 80-69 win over Penn. And Utah State had a win as 25th-ranked Aggies beat San Jose State 71-59. Monica Sinano had a career-high 24 points as the Iowa Hawkeye women beat Clemson 74-60 in the women's ACC Big Ten Challenge. And the Hawkeyes improved to 6-2.
And we shot the ball well. We shot the ball 48% from the field and 36% from 3 and 83% from the line. You know, we didn't get to the line very much. Give credit to Clemson zone to protect them from that line a little bit. But I'm really happy that we out-rebounded this team. I mean, this is a good rebounding team.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. It was the Hawkeyes' 25th straight home win. That's the 3rd longest streak in the country.
We love playing here in Carver. It's one of the special things about, you know, basketball at Iowa is our fans. You know, it doesn't matter. We played 8 o'clock, we played 6:30. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is. Our fans come out and show up, and that's, again, what makes being an Iowa Hawkeye so special.
Now, the Iowa State women take a 5-1 record on the road to Alabama tonight. The Crimson Tide enter that game with a record of 5-2.
You know, these challenge series have become really popular in college basketball, and I think they're a great thing. And, you know, you know when you go on the road and you play this kind of game, it's what you're going to see. In the Big 12, you're going to see high major athletes in a tough environment, and you learn a lot about your team.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly, who says the Cyclones need to raise their level of play.
You know, everything that they do is going to be at a higher pace with bigger bodies, especially rebounding-wise. And when you go on the road, foul trouble, defensive rebounding, those kind of things are always things that are in the back of your mind, and it'll be a good test for us to see where we are playing that kind of team.
The Cyclones dropped their first road game at Drake, and they followed that up with a victory at North Dakota State.
Drake was a really good team, just their competitiveness. So this team's going to be the same way. We just have to keep competing and playing hard and give 100% effort all the time.
That's sophomore forward Ashley Jones. Again, the Cyclones on the road at Alabama tonight. In college football news, Iowa junior Tristan Wirfs is named as the Remington Pace Offensive Lineman of the Year as the Big Ten Conference made its announcements for defense. Wirfs was a first-team All-Big Ten selection by both the media and the coaches, and those offensive awards were just announced yesterday by the conference. Also, Iowa offensive lineman Alaric Jackson was picked on the third team by the media and the coaches. Tyler Linderbaum, by the media and the coaches, was an honorable mention pick. Amir Smith-Marset also was an honorable mention selection by both the media and the coaches, while Nate Stanley was a coach's honorable mention pick for the Hawkeyes. Three Cyclones were selected as Big 12 All-Conference first-teamers on Wednesday. Among them, Iowa State tight end Charlie Kohler, offensive lineman Julian Good-Jones, and Greg Eisworth were all picked to be first-team selections in the Big 12. Quarterback Brock Purdy, running back Breece Hall, wide receiver Deshaunte Jones, tight end Chase Allen, and defensive lineman Ray Lima. They were all selected to Big 12 second team this year. Well, Southern California has decided to retain Clay Helton, extending the head coach's 4.5-year tenure atop the West Coast's winningest college football program. New athletic director Mike Bond announced the decision 4 days after the number 24 Trojans missed out on a trip to the conference title game when they finished one game behind number 5 Utah in the Pac-12 South. Southern Cal is 8-4 this season and finished 7-2 in the Pac-12. The 47-year-old Helton is 40-21 at USC. That's his first head coaching job. In NFL news, Panthers quarterback Cam Newton will have surgery on his injured left foot next week. Newton suffered a Lisfranc injury in the preseason and started 2 games in the regular season before being placed on injured reserve. Interim coach Perry Fuel said he had no other details about the procedure or how long it will take for Newton to recover. Carolina must make a decision on Newton's future after the season. Newton will cost $21.2 million under the salary cap next season, but the team can save $19 million by trading or releasing him. The Colts have claimed kicker Chase McLaughlin off waivers amid Adam Vinatieri's continued struggles. The rookie from Illinois has played for the Chargers and the 49ers this season, making 13 of 17 field goals and all 15 extra points in 7 games. The 46-year-old Vinatieri has missed 14 kicks this year, including 6 extra points. Giants quarterback Daniel Jones was kept out of practice Wednesday with a high right ankle sprain, and coach Pat Shurmur says Eli Manning very likely will start Monday night against the Eagles. Shurmur adds that Manning could very well be the starter for the rest of the season. Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield is still dealing with an injury to his right throwing hand. Mayfield hurt his hand in the first half of Sunday's loss at Pittsburgh and didn't throw a pass during the 20 minutes of Wednesday's practice open to reporters. Chiefs running back LeSean McCoy and his former girlfriend have reached a settlement in a lawsuit that she filed against him. According to court records, Delisha Corden filed the lawsuit last year accusing McCoy of failing to protect her from a violent July 2018 home invasion at a home he owns just outside Atlanta. In baseball news, Zach Wheeler is staying in the National League East, but he'll be about 90 minutes southwest of his previous ball club. Two people familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press that the free agent right-hander has accepted a 5-year, $118 million contract with the Philadelphia Phillies. Wheeler spent his first 7 seasons with the New York Mets and was 11-8 with a 3.96 ERA for New York this year. He's pitched in 5 major league seasons, but has never won more than 12 games or pitched 200 innings, missing the 2015 and 16 seasons after Tommy John surgery. Free agent lefty Cole Hamels has agreed to a 1-year, $18 million contract with the Braves. The 35-year-old was 7-7 with a 3.81 ERA for the Cubs last season. He threw 141 and two-thirds innings this year, his fewest since his rookie season in 2006. Hamels is 163 and 121 with a 3.42 earned run average in his 14-year career. The Angels have acquired right-hander Dylan Bundy from the Orioles for 4 minor league pitchers. The 27-year-old Bundy was 7-14 with a 4.79 ERA last season. A hedge fund manager whose company paid $1.8 billion in U.S. criminal and civil settlements is in negotiations to increase his stake in the Mets. The ball club left open the possibility that Stephen Cohen eventually could become controlling owner in a deal with Sterling Partners. Fred Wilpon would be allowed to remain as controlling owner and chief executive officer for 5 years, while Jeff Wilpon would remain as the CEO. The Angels have reached a proposed agreement to stay in Anaheim through 2050 as part of a deal in which they'll pay $325 million to buy Angel Stadium and its surrounding parking lots from the city. The deal allows the team to decide whether to use the property to build a new stadium, which would be funded by the Angels. St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman says the city will not allow the Rays to pursue a plan to split home games between new stadiums that would be built in Florida and Montreal. Kreisman informed the city council of the decision, saying he and the team agree the best path forward is to abide by an existing contract that requires the Rays to play at Tropicana Field. The Rays dispute that's the best path, reiterating they still think the sister city concept is a viable one. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.